Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its very best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
I'm Mira Ryans. What's good, y'all?
Listen, we're back live. We had 2 weeks off. We're back. We're refreshed, renewed, we're rested. And we're back, Mira. Listen, it's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show. Good to have you partnering with me. Let me just take a moment and welcome all of our listeners, those who will be listening live right now. You want to listen live? You can call in 646-716-7031. Let me say that again. 646-716-7031. As I posted on the Facebook page, press 1 if you want to speak live on the air. If not, you want to listen in, do not press 1 or you'll be put into the call queue. Let me also invite you tonight, those who will be listening via the archive, become a follower of the show. Please go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw. Click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. You can check out Amira on her Facebook page, me on my Facebook page, or you can check out our Real Relevant and Raw Facebook page so that you can continually receive the information that we have to share. As always, whatever topic that we are discussing for the evening, we always keep it real, relevant, and raw. Tonight's topic is this: do African-American women really want to hear the truth? Before we get to that, Amira, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I am a bit tired. I'm not rested because I've been running around. I had Fashion Week 2014 last night. Was hanging out with Jasmine Sullivan, one of the cast members from Love & Hip Hop New York sponsored a fashion show or had a hand in it. And my sister was one of the correspondents over there. She got some, got a few invitations to come cover it for CNN because she's one of their I reporters. So, and then I went to work. Yeah, I've just been running around. It's been a crazy day, but I'm hanging in. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Amira, listen, you're doing your comedy thing. I'm promoting the show. Had a little nice conversation going on Facebook yesterday and today. Do women lie? And so some women, and I said, listen, ladies, I'm not trying to blow up anybody's spot, not trying to start any trouble, but do women lie? So what do you lie about? One woman said, well, we lie about how much we spent. Another woman said, we lie about I'm giving out our correct phone number. So we had some good dialogue about that. Amira, listen, it's good to have you. I know you're building your comedy brand. Tell us about what you're doing with the comedy. We're going to talk about
my next show is September 19th. I'm doing a private show out in Philly. I got this gig. I had a show out in Atlantic City, and one of the ladies in the audience hired me to do some comedy out at her 50th birthday. I just came back from Newark with Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, newly elected for the 24 hours apiece. And I am looking to be booked. So if anyone's looking for a comedian, holler at your girl. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at AmiraRyans.com.
All right. I love it. I love it. So, Mira, listen, Joan Rivers, oh, my God. You know, the passing of a comedy icon. Man, wasn't it sad? I mean, she went in for, throat surgery, if I'm not mistaken. Went into cardiac arrest. They induced a coma, and I read reports that she was getting better. I always follow CNN, and then lo and behold, she passes. Man, what a great loss! Not only for the comedy community, but for the entertainment community as well. What are your thoughts about the passing of Joan Rivers?
Very sad and heart heavy. Definitely going to be missed. She was a trailblazer. People are always shocked when they ask me who influenced me in comedy and who do I love. I love Johnny Carson and Joan Rivers. Those were my two. Now, don't get me wrong. I listened to Pryor and all that. But back then, your parents kept those albums locked up. But they were on TV.
Exactly.
And Joan Rivers. And she was just raw. I loved it. She always kept it fabulous and raunchy, and I loved that. She said whatever was on her mind. She didn't care. Like, what? I loved that about her, and she did it in a way where it was funny. Because you know why? Because she talked about herself, too.
She talked about herself. And
oh,
you know,
she's going to be dearly missed. I'm glad her daughter put her away the way. You know, it's the thing about it. Joan wasn't sick, and that's what's shocking, you know. And somebody said to me last night over in New York, they said, but look at it this way. Do you really think Joan Rivers wanted to suffer and be sick? No, she had to go. She wanted to. I saw a clip of her this past, maybe Friday I saw it. And it was of her and Melissa sitting on the cot.
Exactly.
Where she was being prepped to be going to for some cosmetic surgery, which she was always open about. And she told Melissa was worried. She was like, look, Melissa, if I went right now, bam, you know what I mean? I've led a beautiful life. You know, and that was a couple of years ago. They taped that for her reality show. So, yeah, I love Fashion Police. I don't, you know, like Joan. Oh, my God, her laugh. She did comedy to the day she died.
To the day she died. She was 81 years old, Amira, and she was still performing up, I think, until the 2 weeks before she actually died. And it's just amazing. And, you know, it's funny
week.
Because
the
I,
week,
you know,
she had an engagement a week prior to her
passing. A week before she died. That's amazing. And
she was on Howard Stern 2 weeks, and they said, I didn't hear it, so I got to go back in the archives and listen, but they said she was the funniest one you ever heard. I got to go check it out.
She was still doing the thing. And the beauty of it is, and I think for those of us listening live in the archive, I think, listen, nobody wants to die. I have not met anyone who wanted to die. At the same time, I think Joan Rivers' statement 2 years ago when she was getting about to get cosmetic surgery, and I did actually see that clip on CNN, she said, look, if I were to die today, you know, I've had a beautiful life. And, I mean, don't we all want to live life in such a way that we can say, listen, if I go into surgery or if I don't live another day, I am fulfilled. That's amazing that she lived life to the full. She didn't care what people thought about her. She didn't care what people said about her. She didn't mean to be offensive. She was always raw, raunchy. But she also talked about herself and said, live her life in such a way that she could face her mortality and still be satisfied with something that we can all learn from. So we say Godspeed to Joan Rivers, and may the angels receive her into the kingdom. So again, tonight's topic is, do African-American women really want to hear the truth? Let's take a musical break. Right after our musical break, we're going to listen to Power Trip by J. Cole. We will be back with the topic of the evening. You are listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Down and out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Drowning out with these love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Constant drinking and love songs. She got me up all night. Yeah. Down and out with these love songs. She got me open all night. Got me open all night.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga made heat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote a song, dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring, for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in the bitch and I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks spill on me while I spill on you. I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me?
And we are, got me up all night. And we are, all singing this love song. We are, got me up.
gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask me how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
And we are back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, Raw on Blog Talk Radio, Relationship Radio at its best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy.
Amira Ryans. What's good, y'all?
Tonight's topic is, do African-American women really want to hear the truth? Now, let me just say this to all the ladies. Amira and I believe in being balanced. We believe in being fair. We believe in looking at both sides. So next week, the topic will be, do African-American men really want to tell the truth? So, Amira, let's start off with this. In a relationship, and this may sound, you may think I'm crazy for even raising this as I'm going to do it in just a moment. I got to raise it because I think there are two sides to this coin. In a relationship, should truth be told? Should we be about telling the truth, or should we be about hiding the truth or shading the truth to preserve the ego or the feelings of our significant other? What's your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not going, like, to me, if I ask a question, if you were in a relationship and someone and your partner asks you a question, I think you should be honest. I do. I do to the best of your, but I mean, you should be honest. But going ahead and, you know, and telling all past what you did and all, don't nobody know moving forward. Now, if you ask me something about my past, fine. I think, yes, your partner definitely, 100%, absolutely should be honest with you. But my theory is always like Pandora's box is, you know, do you really want to ask some questions about old skeletons and stuff like that if you really don't want to know? Because if you open up Pandora's box, there's usually something in there that glass.
You know, it's funny. Part of what you're saying, Amira, is akin to what President Clinton said, I don't know, I guess it was in the 90s, with respect to gays in the military. Do you remember, don't ask, don't tell? So I remember that. I remember that whole debate about, you know, should one who is gay and in the military talk about it, and President Clinton's recommendation was don't ask, don't tell. And, you know, it's funny because there are two sides of the coin. One side says, of course, that there should be complete honesty, complete transparency, complete truth-telling. The other side of the coin, I think, it is sometimes, and we're kind of getting into the topic a little bit, that sometimes as Tom Cruise said in A Few Good Men when, no, it wasn't Tom Cruise, it was Jack Nicholson said when Tom Cruise said, I want the truth. And Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth. So there are two sides to the coin. And I think there were times when people, male and female, just aren't ready for the truth to be told that they may need to be told. So let me go out on a limb, and couples need to be honest, because I think being deceptive ultimately is going to create problems, because it is rare, it's rare the individual who can tell a lie and let that lie live. I mean, when I was coming up, I was told, if you tell one lie, then you got to tell seven others to cover that lie. So
right. I'm not saying lie. Don't please. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in lying to each
okay.
other. I definitely believe saying the truth, telling the truth.
All right. So I mean, how far should it go though? I mean, you know, and I think you alluded to this earlier, Mary, that, you know, how far back do we go? How many doors do we need to open? You understand what I'm saying? Because I think that's all part of telling the truth. How many doors should we open? Should we only wait until somebody asks? Should we tell it all? Should we tell a little bit at the beginning and a little bit later on?
I'm going to say like this. If it's something deadly,
mm-hmm.
you need to be up front, right quick, and
right.
on. And from there is my decision. If you marry, okay,
uh-huh.
it's not really available. If you have other, you know what I mean? If you dwell with another human being, male or female, I need to know these things. And again, they ain't saying these chicks out here, I ain't doing it no more. These chicks out here ain't going to lay. I'm just saying, those are the things you need to be up front
hey,
with. How
hey.
Many chicks you slept with in the past? No. All I need to know is when last time you took an HIV and let me send some paperwork around here.
You know, it's funny, and listening on it, again, let me give it our calling number, 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031, and I appreciate it, because I can tell when Amir is getting wound, and I like that. Yeah, I think, like you said, do you have any communicable diseases? You need to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Male
or female. Something like that. Like...
Exactly. Are you married? Yeah, you need to be honest about that. Are you currently involved with someone or living with someone? Yes, you need to be honest about that. Do you have children? You need to be honest about that. Are you gainfully employed? Yes, you need to be honest about that. And listen, and this is borrowing a little bit from Steve Harvey's two books. I think, ladies, you need to be honest about what you're looking for, not necessarily the list. However, if you are out there and you're looking for a committed relationship, you need to be upfront about that. And then if you are not, or if you are ready for a committed relationship or not, you need to be honest about that. Again, and I think, Amir, there is a line that may need to be drawn. You see, and again, once the basic honesty has been established, then I think it's a matter of what you're being asked that will determine what you then answer. So we have agreed on the fact that basically truth needs to be told. I want to do this a minute. Let me just take a quick musical break.
The truth needs to be told, but I ain't the one to be, you know, I don't think you need to be like, yeah, when I was between 13 and 14, you know what I mean, I was a little promiscuous. No, nobody need to know. You, in your 30s, you established professional woman. Don't nobody, like, some things everybody don't. You know what I mean? But now, if you got some shit going on with your health, that's a different story.
So listen, let's back up. Before we go to musical break, let's back up. And Amir, as you were saying that, I'm thinking about myself. I don't necessarily need to know all the details of a woman's sexual past. As long as you don't have any communicable diseases, And if it's important for you to tell me that you are or not a virgin, I don't need all the details. You understand what I'm saying? I really don't. And some women want to know every woman a man has slept with, and do you have pictures and this and that. There comes a point. Would you say, Mira, there comes a point where we engage in TMI or too much information?
No, that's a point where you open up Pandora box and you're going to get bit in your ass. You know what I mean? You ask for some things you might. I tell my son that all the time. You know what I mean? He asks me, you might just get what you're looking for. And he got a habit of doing this, for example, my son just knocking on my door, just busting in my bedroom door. I stay telling him, you're going to see some shit up in here one day. You know?
Right, you better not.
Promise you. Because I don't see him grown. He's not a teenager. He's a grown man. Do you understand? So when you don't knock, you might just see some shit you don't want to see. And we go to break.
You might just see some things you don't want to see.
Listen, and that's the same thing with asking and looking all in and asking about Pat. You might just get some shit you don't want to hear or no.
That is true. Listen, everybody, we're going to take a musical break. We're going to be right back. We're talking about the topic. Do African-American really want to hear the truth? When we come back, we're going to get right into the topic. We started off talking about relationships and truth tellers and getting down to the fire. We'll be right back. You're listening to Real, Relevant, Raw on Blog Talk Radio. And we're back, and you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. I am your co-host, Michael T, along with my co-host.
I'm Mira Ryan, the Candy Girl of Comedy. What's good, y'all? Hope y'all enjoying the show. Thanks for tuning in.
And listen, tonight's topic is, do African-American really want to hear the truth? And we've already talked about the fact that in relationships, truth-telling should be the order of the day, yet we need to discuss and determine individually and in the relationship how far we go in terms of what we want to tell. So let's shift gears a bit. Talk about the meet and greet, whether you're online, whether you're in the club, whether you meet somebody at the gym, in the supermarket, wherever you meet ladies and you find this person attractive. You engage in conversation, you exchange numbers, you get to know in the midst of getting to know, what is it that you want to know? I am sure that you want truth to be told, and I agree that we as men need to tell you the truth. We need to tell you the truth if you ask about, do we have any diseases? Do we have any children? Do we have any baby mama drama? If you get to the point of talking about employment, credit score, all of that, we need to tell the truth. Now let me flip it. Ladies, is it also important for you to tell the truth? I remember this week when I posted this question on Facebook, one of my friends on Facebook, who happens to be male, put a link to a Chris Rock comedy segment on my Facebook page. It's about 40 to 45 seconds long, and the title of it was Women Lying. So Chris Rock, and I'm not going to try to imitate Chris Rock because I can't, but he talked about, what I do want to do is kind of relate what he was saying. He said, you know, ladies, you lie, you, and everybody's laughing and everything, and he went on this roll. He said, ladies, you know, you wear heels, you know you're not that tall. Then he talked about, yeah, and all you ladies, I see with y'all weeds, you know your hair's not that long. And then he said, yeah, you ladies with your push-up bras, you know your titties aren't that big. He said, you lying, and yet you want us to tell the truth.
Ha! Good point.
So I think, ladies, as we're shifting gears, it is a good point. And listen, I mean, anybody may want to do something to augment who they are and what they are. And I think the point that Chris Rock was making is everything, ladies, about a woman is artificial or contrived, then are you really telling the truth about who you are? I'll take it a step further.
Well, jump in. I was going to say all girls wear bra. I'm going to say most girls wear bra. Yeah.
Yo, Amira, let me tell you something. I forgot where I was.
You was talking about what Chris Rock said when he said,
yes.
Is it fake that, you know, we wear push-up bras and all that?
No. I knew where I was at that. I was driving somewhere. Amira, listen, I'm 100% male. I've never had an accident looking at a woman while I'm driving down the street. I got to tell you, this woman was a head-turner, Amira. I mean, and this is to pick up on what you said about all women wear bras. This woman, this day, she was not wearing a bra. And I mean, breast was...
I love
yo,
it.
Yo, my listen, breast, they weren't hanging. They were small, but they were, like, perky. And the nipples
you,
were hard. And
it was
pointed.
Some shit you ain't had no choice but to
look. Amira, her nipples looked like they were a pencil eraser sticking out of her shirt. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm not mad at you. If that's what you had to do, boo, I'm not. And look, and if a woman walking down the street like that, she was craving that attention, so everything was on equal ground. She wore it for somebody to Google, and you Googled.
Oh, my God. I had to focus, man. I was like, whoa, what am I looking? You know, getting back to Chris Rock, I think he's making a point of that. Basically, everybody should be open and honest about who they are. You understand what I'm saying? And I think, of course, he's a comedian. And he wanted to take it to that level. I think, as I have experienced African-American women, women of color, women of African descent, black women, whatever the term that we want to use, y'all definitely want us to tell the truth. I think as men, black women need to tell the truth. I think that, and I'm going to take it a step further, we're kind of getting, we may be getting on some, I won't say dangerous ground, but some controversial ground. I think as I have experienced African-American women in my life, whether family members, friends, or significant others, or wives, that, and Amira, tell me what your insight is, that y'all have become experts at telling men the truth about themselves. Some are tactful when they tell the truth. Others are tactless when they tell the truth. Others, as one would say, speak the truth in love. Some do. Others speak the truth in order to hurt. And I think most of them that I've been around have no problem telling a brother about it, as we would say, about himself. But this is the issue that I have. Most African-American women that I have been around have had great difficulty hearing the truth about themselves. And I have found that the women that I've been around have responded in a number of ways that I think ladies who are listening now and who will be listening via the archive are problematic. One is denial. The other is defensiveness. The third is rebuttal. The fourth is downright attacking back, when in fact the man is just simply saying what he feels to be true. So, Amir, listen, I'm going to stop. And tell me what your take is about this.
First of all, I just want to say we're definitely on controversial ground, whether we're talking about male or female is lying.
Okay.
So that's just what it is. Secondly, let me just say I talked to a 90-year-old lady, and she said to me, and I was like, wow, she read me. She was like, dear, do me a favor. Are you married? I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
She said, do me a favor. Stop arguing with your men friends. Your suitor, this is how she talked, an old Jewish woman, regal. I loved her, love her. She was like, stop arguing. And she said, let me tell you, my husband sometimes was wrong. She said, and I never outwardly corrected him. I would just nod and keep doing it. She said, because for me to correct him in front of the children, in front of people, it did what? It did absolutely nothing for us. She said, but me not saying anything and him knowing I was right all along and me knowing, guess what? It gave me everything. Do you understand how deep that was when she said that to me and poignant? You strengthen your man's backbone. But I want to say this about females. It's up to them, like, if they require the truth. We as females don't always require the whole truth to be in a relationship. I know chicks that have been in a relationship don't even know a nigga last name.
Damn. Really?
Like, you don't even know this nigga's street name. What's that nickname? You don't know.
Right. Well, I didn't know his name. His name is Truth, right?
His name, yeah.
His
real name. You only know this for real? So it's what you require as a woman, as the truth. And, you know, and my thing is, for the men who try to correct a woman, don't get involved with them. If you see women, I'm going to tell you, a woman's is never... Honestly, I don't care. You could be married 50 years. A woman's never going to take kindly to her male partner correcting her in some shit. Maybe, you know, if it's math and y'all at home doing the bills or something like that. But, like, oh, mom, when we was at that party at my boy house, you know, your shirt was kind of low and you was kind of loud. Well, nigga, you met me like this. You know what I mean? So women are never – so to the men, I got to kind of come – know what you're getting. If that's not what you want, you're not going to change her. Just like they tell us women, oh, by having that baby and laying up and letting him lay in your house and no job, that's not going to change him. That's not going to change her. Know what you're getting beforehand. If that's what it is at the gate, that's what it's going to be at the finish.
I like that. And Amir, let's use an example. And I thought about this. And classic scenario, whether it's a marital situation or boyfriend-girlfriend situation, woman comes in, greets her man, greets her husband. Maybe they have dinner. They're conversing. Baby, yeah, babe, what's up? Tell me the truth. have I been putting on weight? Now, if the man is being honest, and she has, I've been in situations where I've said it, and you would think that I call this woman the B word. You would think I said she was ugly, that she was undesirable. I mean, the reaction that I got and that men I talked to get, it's like you say to yourself, well, damn, it's damned if I do and damned if I don't, because if I lied, then, you know, she may continue down this road of weight gain, but because I said yes, she would think that I don't love anymore. So, Mira, how do we handle that?
I'm going to tell you straight up. Women who say that ain't crazy. Now, I said it. Crazy.
Say it again.
I said women who be like, honey, am I fat? Crazy.
Like Martin Lawrence said, crazy. Deranged.
Right, Craig. Yeah, I said
crazy.
It. You crazy. You crazy, and I'm going to tell you why. Because
okay.
If you're securing yourself.
Yeah.
And that man accepted you the way you was, because the one thing about weight gain, you ain't go from a size 4 to a size 24, and the man ain't noticing he's still with you. So through all that, if he's still with you, he love you then.
Mm.
If you're not comfortable in your own skin, do something about it. Don't put that on no man. He ain't want me, so I just ate more. No.
Mm.
You ain't want to be like that and was insecure.
Amira.
And with all your insecurities, you done ran him to the next skinny chick and don't even know it, because you're insecure. He was happy with the thick girls.
Damn.
Now he done found out he left the skinny girls alone because they crazy and got 100 niggas calling the phone. You don't know what's going on. But with the thick girls, like, I'm going to find some security over here with... But you so effed up and cuckoo and crazy and insecure, you done ran him back over... Let me stop with my car.
No, listen. Let me see. It's interesting how our dynamic plays out, because, see, if I would have said that, I would have probably pissed off some of our female listeners.
Yeah, well, I tell the truth because I know women.
Exactly. And see, because you said it, you are actually echoing my sentiments from a woman's perspective. And that's exactly what I have experienced, to the extent to which a woman emotionally mature and the extent to which she is mentally strong and secure within herself, just as with the man, mind you, we're going to get to the brothers next week, this one we're talking to ladies, that she can hear her man's truth. See what I'm saying? It may not be the truth, because truth is relative in some respects, but she can hear his truth. She can hear him say, you know, baby, yeah, you put on a little weight. I still love you, but you put on a little weight. Or baby, you know, I like how you cook most of the time, but this particular meal, you burnt chicken a little bit.
The cooking thing I go with, the weight thing, I'm sorry, Michael, because if you with somebody, and I'm sorry, weight gain usually comes with something. Weight gain is a medical problem,
okay.
Something going on in your relationship. You probably is already cheating, God, eating an extra bag of chips and 12 extra don't. You know, so I'm saying that, I'm sorry, I can't get that with just telling the chick, oh, yeah, baby, by the way, you gain. No, hell no. Nigga, please. No. You can't get that. I'm sorry. No. Now, if the woman asks, if you don't want to hear the truth, damn it, don't ask. That's
exactly.
The bottom line. And I still go with women that set theyself up, because that's all you doing is set yourself up for your feelings to be hurt. If you know damn well you don't put on weight, don't nobody know your body better than you. So
you
if
see it
you
every day.
Know,
you see it every day. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
If you know damn well you done gained 20 pounds, you know this. And you still ask the stupid question.
Lord, I love it, Samir. I love it. Listen, everybody, we're gonna take our last musical break. Hey, our topic tonight is, do African American women really want to hear the truth? I'm having fun in America. I said, you're listening to Real Relevant Raw. We will be right back. Stay where you are. Stay tuned in. Real Relevant and Raw.
Come on.
That was finally by CeCe Peniston, some old school dance music. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Block Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teagle, with along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryans. Real quick, I just want to say where we left off at, Michael, and the reason I just got it because I held this thought. I just want to say the reason why I think a man shouldn't ask a woman or shouldn't say to a woman, you gain weight, but you know, I love you, honey, but you gain, is the reason because women, when you usually deal with a woman of weight from the beginning, when a woman had a baby. Now, if a woman had your baby and gained some weight, these are things you need to talk about before you impregnate women. Like, yo, ma, you going to exercise after you had a baby? What's your regimen? How are we going to do things to get your body right? I feel that those are the things, I'm sorry, I really do, that you need to talk to before you start, you know what I mean, cohabitating and making children with women if you want to be with that person for the rest of your life and you like a certain body type. If you met her like that and y'all start having babies and she gained weight, that's difficult. Now, I'm sorry, y'all need to talk about that before y'all start having a family.
I think Amira, that you're right. I think that both the male and the female, and we're balanced here. We don't discriminate. I mean, if it's the same-sex relationship, then those discussions need to take place. I think that we need, as people, to be much more upfront and honest about what we're looking for. So with getting back, Amira, to the conversation we had earlier, should the truth be told? So I think what we're saying is yes. At some point, as you get to know someone, before you're making that decision to date them, to commit to them, to marry them, you got to put it on the table. This is what I'm looking for,
yeah,
and this is what I'm not looking for. Because what happens is you give that other person the option to opt out.
I agree. And my thing is, if we're dating on the first date, I'm not going to sit down and tell you, look, I'm trying to get a house and be retired. I'm not, you know what I mean? But if we feeling each other, we got chemistry, I'm sure somewhere along the line we're going to have a conversation where this going, you know?
Exactly.
Or if that's your position, if some women just like being a booty call. Some women like that.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend. She enjoy that shit. She good. I'll real quick, and I know we running out of time, I got to say this.
No, we good. We got 12 minutes left, Amir. Go ahead.
You're on a vacation in Washington, and this is how women, can they tell the truth? This all relate back to the topic. How about that? Bam. We in Washington on a little mini vacay. Me and all my girls, it's like six of us. My girlfriend married. This chick, a princess. Everybody say, I'm a princess. Oh, no. And everybody know, I ain't going to say anything. A princess. This chick didn't work. So we booking hotels, everybody saving pennies a week and pooling in. And, you know, we got some hotel like the Best Western. This chick chimes in, oh, I only stay at five-star hotels. Don't nobody got the extra money. This girl paid for it because she lived with her husband. They like, not legally married, but because they've been together so long. That's
common law. You know how we say it in black community? It's common law, y'all.
Yeah, I said common. But that junk serious, though. All right, that junk truthful. They common law. So we in Washington. Now, she going, we out there. We are connected with some dudes that giant fans, and we's all going to watch the game together, whatever. So she with the one dude. He like, damn, your phone ringing, my, who this? Your husband? She's like, oh. She looked at the phone and flipped it open like, oh, no, this is my boyfriend. I was
damn
on the floor. Now, did you understand me? She's looking at a nigga.
Yeah.
And her husband at home and her boyfriend on. That's the truth, yo. Some girls just like a booty call. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Kelsey, I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm speaking from a man's perspective. See, My contention, Amira, has been and is to this day that women prefer, when it comes to getting to know a man, full disclosure. And see, the mistake we make as men, we try to hide certain things. And I think that there is a woman, as you're alluding to, who will handle any situation that a man is in, but what she wants is the information to make that decision. That's what I think. What do you think? I think a woman wants to know. Now, I think there's a difference between a woman wanting to know about a man, as I said earlier, and maybe him telling the truth about her. But listen, brother, if you're living with a woman, just let it be known. There are women who can handle that, and there are women who can't. Are you married? And you want to cheat, all right? Let them know. There are women who can handle that, and there are women who can't. Maybe all you want is a friends with benefits situation. My recommendation is let them know, because a woman will always have the option to opt in or to opt out. Now, Amira, that said, what do you think about your friend? I mean, she evidently was not being honest, so maybe she should have just said, "Yeah, this is a man I live with, but you know, I'm here."
No, she was honest. That's my point.
All right.
Oh, my point was she was honest with Drew and what the dude in Washington. He knew from the gate she lived with her husband.
Okay, that's
oh, she don't lie about nothing. That's my point. He knew she for a fact that she lived with her husband because he could only call around a certain time. But when she finally got there, her phone started ringing, and this chick now talk about another man. That's how honest my girl is, raw. That's all I'm saying. She was like telling that nigga, like, you ain't the only side piece. I have a husband at home, honey, boo-boo. But you not my only. That's more or less when she was giving it to him straight up the truth.
You my side piece. Wow. All right, so now I got to ask. So now
she was giving it the truth.
So let me ask you a question. Does her husband, quote-unquote, know that she's out there with a side
piece? Basically, he don't care. He love her to death. He don't care.
Damn.
He absolutely dropped that gorgeous, and he don't care.
And long as she coming home.
What do you mean?
Right?
Do he know? He fun the shit. We don't be. I'm like, we stayed in the Regency Hyatt, some 5-star shit I've never seen. Yo, it was so ridiculous. The room was It was bananas. It was crazy. The room was so ridiculous. I can't with her. I can't with this chick. I can't.
Wow.
Of course it wasn't like, oh, yeah, by the way, but she would go away for weekends. You know, every other weekend she would be gone from the house. He don't know what's going on. He get her money for him on a Friday night, and she gone for the weekend. She'd be back on Wednesday.
So basically, this is another topic, and we're going to get back to the topic again. So basically, they were in an open relationship. I mean, that's what it was.
Basically.
Long and short of it. And again, there was a time about a year ago, up until about 4 months ago, that I was in an open relationship for all intents and purposes. And I think, you know, love is an interesting thing because, as you were saying with your friend and her husband, when a man loves a woman and really loves a woman, he's secure, because there are not too many men that I know who would handle an open situation. Because I'm telling you, it's this thing with we as men, when we envision another man doing to our woman what we do to our woman, it is the rare man who can accept that mental image and that situation and still handle it. But evidently, in this man's situation, he can handle it, and in my situation, I can handle it. And I respect the fact that your friend was honest. See, it's when dishonesty comes in that there's drama and there's problems and people getting shot and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. My girl straight up from the door.
Straight
honest.
Up.
Honest. Yes. And when the phone ring, like I said, he said, oh, who that? Your phone ringing? That's your husband. She was like, no, boo-boo. This my boyfriend.
Man.
Now.
Well, I like it. We're going to bring it back to the topic, and can African-American women, do African-American women really want to handle the truth? I think for me in America, I definitely want you to jump in. I think when a woman's mental is strong, when her emotional maturity is there, when her spiritual is strong, she may not like hearing the truth, but she will listen to her man's truth. On the other hand, and I've experienced it, and Amir, I got to be honest, I have experienced what I'm about to say more than I have experienced the woman who could handle the truth. But and maybe it's the women that I've chosen that I've been around me.
How about that?
The women that I know, they can't handle them. I'm telling you, they it's just
how about
it's
that again. The
you know
women
what I'm
you choose or the women you know what I mean? It's the women that you gravitate, like they say. It's the men we gravitate. Go ahead.
So I have found, maybe it's because, listen, as you have said earlier, and I agree, and as I'm alluding to, maybe because they were insecure, you understand? Maybe their emotional maturity was not there. Maybe their mental was not that strong. Maybe their spiritual was weak, but I got reaction. So, ladies, I think what we can take from this is if you want to be able to hear your man's truth, then your mental's got to be strong, your emotional maturity's got to be there, and your spiritual's got to be strong. It's something, Amir, that you said earlier that I agree with, and I want you to jump in, that you know, if you ask a question, you got to be prepared for the answer.
Yeah. And know your truth. I just want to say that, ladies. When you say, you know, should all the truth, you know, it's certain things you want to know, like as a woman, for instance, if we're talking about a man-woman relationship, like maybe dating and getting to know each other, maybe looking towards a committed relationship, it's certain things you would want to look for, and I'm going to leave you with this. A, I would ask, well, damn, what was your longest relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Any kids? You know what I mean? Do you want any more children? Because that's important to me. I'm 46. I'm not having no more babies, boo-boo. You know, so if you're looking for that, I know right away this is like a booty call, and I ain't looking for that. Okay? I'm just saying, ladies, diseases I need to know about?
Exactly.
And we can move forward.
And Amir, I wanna end with this. Ladies, I say this to y'all. And listen, all of my relationships of significance, marital and otherwise, have been with black women, African-American women, women of color, all of them, seriously. I mean, I've dated white. I dated a Chinese young lady in college, went on a couple of dates, and Hispanic and all that. But all of my relationships of consequence have been with black women. And all I would say is if you want to have long-lasting relationships, whether dating, marriage, or otherwise, with a man, you need to be able to hear his truth, to listen to it, to give it an honest consideration, even if after you've done that you disagree, but to reject it from the door, it really sets up the relationship for problems, and it's very frustrating to the man. So, Mary, do you have any last words before we close the show tonight?
Yes, I do. I just want to part with, if you ask, again, be ready to accept, digest, and move on, because a lot of people can't handle the truth. I'm sorry. The truth hurt, but I always say this. The truth hurt less than a lie. A lie, that kind of pain lasts with you for a lifetime, but the truth hurt, once you get that kind of initial shock, and you're over with it, you will get over the truth. That hurt, that kind of little bit that you'll get over, but that lying shit or deceptive, that kind of shit, that's the stuff people kill over. Have a good night. Thanks for having me.
You're right. Yeah, listen, you've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, Relationship Radio at its very best. We broadcast every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Amira Ryans, the Candy Girl of Comedy. Y'all can reach me at AmiraRyans.com.
Hey, and we're preparing this week for a new musical set of offerings next week. Please tune in next week, where next week's topic will be, do African-American men really want to tell the truth? Listen, everybody.
And we got the hot playlist, y'all.
Got the hot playlist. Listen, everybody, it's been real. Everybody, have a good night. We love y'all. See you next week.
Thanks for listening. Good night.
Bye-bye.